The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have an update on my mom. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I mean, do we have a long road? Yeah.
Yes.
But everybody's so happy. She had this skin graft done underneath her neck because the cancer was in her jaw. And the doctor said, the plastic surgeon said, largest skin graft she's ever done. And the skin's alive.
It's taking.
That's good, right?
Today is the day. Today is the day that she gives 100%. We're all good. And yesterday she told me and Otto at the hospital, I feel really good about it. And we're almost there.
Yes.
But she's like, I feel good.
Friends and family are very elated to hear the news. Yeah, I'm excited. Mother, so shout out to them.
But what you did, Anthony, I'm not going to lie, it piqued my interest.
Oh, I spent the weekend doing a little bargain hunting. Shout out to, I follow this influencer on TikTok. Her name's Keisha Tache. And she points out like special deals and stuff that you can get up. And there's this one store. It's like, I don't know what it is, really. They don't even have like a name in the front. They just have these boxes and you just like go through them.
No.
I've been on a hunt because I'm arriving to my mid-30s thickly in 2 months for a new pillow. And
you're just now buying a new pillow?
I'm at the point in my life now where if I don't get, you know, the right sleep, I wake up cranky and my neck hurts.
I know.
And it's all kinds of stuff. And yes, I invested in a new pillow and it's probably the best $25 I've spent.
You bought a real pillow.
I bought a real pillow.
But it marked down.
It was originally $75. I got it for $25.
You bought a real pillow.
It's the best investment I've ever done. Trust me, I've been on a hunt for these pillows. It's like the special like neck one that you could like lay in it.
Oh, you're really grown now.
I'm gonna let you guys into my world a little bit. I'm a side sleeper. And I didn't realize it's such a bad thing for you sometimes.
Otto's a tummy
sleeper.
I
bury my face in the pillow.
What?
Psychotic. How do you breathe?
I'm still here, aren't I?
I don't get it. Sometimes I'll turn over. I'm like, where's his face? I can't even. It's in the pillow.
It's stuck in the pillow. You don't go tummy down, face down, do you?
I don't know. I'm asleep. It probably saves her from my snoring.
Like halfway in the pillow. I don't understand it. Sometimes I'll move the pillow to give him more air. And it bothers him.
Dude.
Luckily, though, the pillows are clean. I am a pillow shopper. That's why when you told me you went to go look for a pillow, I was so excited for you.
No, Dana heard bargain shopping and her interest were peaked. No. She's like, that's my kind of Sunday.
I remember your pillow.
Uh-oh.
What was wrong with my pillow?
He tried to move his pillow. We moved in together. He tried to move his pillow.
What was wrong with my pillow?
How long had you had that pillow?
I remember going to like Ross or TJ Maxx and buying pillows.
Shout out to Ross and TJ Maxx. They're great pillows, but Automatic, I'm pretty sure your pillows had to be at least passed
down. They probably had some wear and tear on them.
What year? The 1900s? Like, I was like, where did my pillow come from? So disgusting. Anthony, the fact that he wanted to bring it into my house. You know how angry he was when I threw that pillow away?
Yeah. It was a comfortable pillow.
Disgusting.
Do you know how hard it is? I still have yet to find a pillow that is that comfortable. I like to fold my pillow.
I think it offered more emotional support than neck support.
It folded because of all the slobber that was living in it. Whatever was all over it.
When you're face down, tummy down, you're going to slobber for sure.
Of course you are.
I did three comedy shows this weekend. And face down while you're sleeping is the craziest thing I heard all weekend.
Ever.
Oh my God.
You should have a stand-up show about the guy who sleeps with his face in the pillow.
Okay, hold on. There's a lot of other people out there that sleep just like I do.
Nobody sleeps with their face.
The left
none
side.
None of my children sleep with their face, except when they were first born, and nobody had their face in anything.
Yeah, dude. It's
probably just still trying to survive the trauma of my childhood.
What do we have for National Day, Anthony?
It is National Chocolate Day.
And that's what it looked like. That pillow looked like it had chocolate.
Oh, come on now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Are you okay with loaning a family member or a friend money? And how do you feel about them knowing how much money you make or just any kind of information about your personal finances? We have a couple who's having a disagreement over this. Her dad does their books and her boyfriend is like, I don't want this anymore. They're engaged or living together. I don't want your dad in my finances. And they're having a really big disagreement. So the conversation started on social media and now we have calls coming in about this, and people are very funny about money, as I like to say. Crystal, what are your thoughts on this? Are you okay with your family or friends going through your finances and loaning them money?
Look, those are two F's you never put together.
Ooh, she did not mince words. Okay, tell me why.
Because you have so much stuff going on in your own personal life that you don't want to just put your finances out there, because some people live payday to payday.
Also, what about somebody who might have a little more and so you have a family member who thinks, well, they need to give me some. That's a real thing.
Exactly. You either have too much or not enough. But those are two F's you never put together.
I think I'm going to write that down and just keep that. The philosopher Crystal has come through with some great advice when it comes to money. Have you ever loaned a family member money, or have you ever borrowed money from a family member?
I have done both, but let me tell you, I have loaned money to my children, and I don't know why they call me and say, Mom, can I borrow? Because it never comes back.
Mom, can I borrow? Why don't you just say what you mean? Mom, give me.
Can I have?
Can I have?
Give me the money. It's like so simple. Just, Mom, will you give me $200?
Because you know you're not getting it back, Crystal. Thank you.
No, I have four kids, and I only have one child, which is the youngest of all, that ever pays back.
Really? Oh. The little one pays you back and the three older one are like, whatever?
My youngest child, and granted, she's a single mom and she's trying to go to school for her medical stuff. I tried to give her every leeway I could give her. Mm. That kid, she will literally let her savings account get down to like $1,000 and tell everybody she's broke. I'm broke.
That's good for her. You have to roll. You have to roll like that. You have to do that because then people think they owe you. Give me. You pay. Blah, blah, blah. No.
She tells her siblings all the time, y'all should have listened to Mom when Mom said hide money. Hey,
Dad. Yeah. I feel like the youngest one's been listening to that two F's lecture her whole life.
Yeah,
resonated with her, yeah.
I have one boy and I have three girls. Her brother is my second child. Her brother will call her and say, hey, sissy, can I borrow $20? And she's like, yeah, you can borrow $20, but you better pay me back $25.
With interest.
And he will literally, that is the only one of the siblings that he pays back. He don't even pay me back.
Crystal, she's standing on business. She's not playing. When she says she wants her money back, she wants her money back. And you being the mom, they probably just think, oh, it's Mom, whatever. But Mom needs her money back too.
But look, when Mom is calling around going, hey guys, can I borrow $100? They're like, oh, we don't have it.
Nobody has any money.
I'm sorry. I don't get paid till next week and you know what?
What?
I have four and my husband has five kids.
Oh.
And we have never been able to borrow, quote unquote, off of any of our children except for my youngest baby.
That is absolutely insane that the little one, well, you know what? She got the most love. She was the last born. That's the way it is. All the other ones had to grow through the trauma for the little one to come out perfect.
They probably feel like you owe it to them.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, whatever. That's what they tell me too. Crystal, I love you, girl. Thank you so much. Bye.
I love y'all, Dana. Thank y'all so much. And I look forward to my Monday through Fridays with you guys.
Yeah. Oh, thank you, Crystal.
Woo! Gosh, I'm glad I picked the phone up for Crystal. Isn't she a sharp one? All right. Love you, Mama. Bye.
Love you too. Bye.
Okay, so new question. If your kids borrow money from you, do you figure they're going to pay you back, or are you just giving them the money? And also, if you borrow money from your parents, do you pay them back?
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Suzanne Somers was a very famous actress whose career was launched in the 80s. There's an iconic TV show. It's called Three's Company. And she was only on one season, but she had so much of an impact, it launched her career into many other things. Here she is talking about that role.
Suzanne Somers plays a dumb blonde character. I hope they know I play it well. They probably do, because so many people believe that's who I really was.
Wow. So she played this ditzy blonde and people assumed she was that. She was absolutely not. She was a New York Times bestseller. She was an actress. She was a singer. She was a dancer. She performed on Broadway.
Thighmaster. That's what I remember her from.
Did your mom have the Thighmaster?
I knew it. Yeah. And she had the video, so she would sit there and do it.
Unfortunately, we lost her to breast cancer. She was a survivor, and she really was a person who early on advocated to eat real food and to take supplements and things like that. Her husband has created an AI version of her that he will upload to her website for her fans to communicate with.
What?
He will also communicate with her. It's already being done. Not her, this AI version. He can do whatever he wants.
I don't hate the idea of this.
Is it actually like a physical thing too, or is it just like
so?
Like
for
a chat
now,
bot?
He wants to make it a physical like thing, but for now, it is a voice.
Oh.
That you can talk to, communicate with. Have you ever seen that movie with Scarlett Johansson and Joaquin Phoenix?
Yeah, her.
It's like that. It's like that, where you just talk to this person that isn't real. This
no,
person
it's not,
is not
real,
real,
but I think that if you've lost somebody, I don't think this is a horrible idea. I think that it keeps them here in spirit, at least.
Yeah, I agree with that. It's a way to pay like homage to that person.
Yeah, I don't. I feel like that's the way we're going to be going. I don't think that.
Dude,
you know,
I was just driving around this weekend thinking, like, you know what? I might marry an AI robot.
Anthony.
Yeah,
that's not real.
It is real. What's
it
real?
It is not real because it's not a person. It's a voice,
dude. You.
But it's based on a person.
No.
You sound clankerphobic.
I am very clankerphobic.
Yeah, a little robophobic over here.
I am robophobic.
No. Yeah, I'm telling you right now, though. I think that with like quantum computing and the way that the world is going, they're going to start scanning our brains, and we're going to live through a computer.
It is not you. It is a duplication. And here's what I think. Yes, it could possibly help in the beginning, but in the end, it's an illusion, and you're not able to grieve, and you're not able to move forward. How are you going to live in this fake world? She's gone. I think he's so hurt. He was just seen dating her best friend. Oh. Like, they're both trying to hang on to this memory of somebody who's no longer here.
Obviously, they're hurting, yeah. I mean, and I think him putting it out there for her fans, it's mm-mm. I think it's a kind thing to do. It keeps her. It definitely keeps her memory alive.
I mean,
who
you
are
hear
we
that?
To judge his happiness?
We hear that all the time, where one person will pass away, and then, you know, their partner who's been with them, you know, 50-some years, also passes away shortly
maybe
after that from
heartbreak.
Maybe
this is helping him continue his life
happily.
I agree. I
think it does. Imagine that. Like, we're going forward. Like, now you're going to be able to have, like, three options, like buried, cremated, or eight-eyed. I don't mind.
I mean, there's also the one where they do the cryopreservation they do in Scottsdale, where they actually...
Cryo?
Well, they can freeze a person?
They freeze your person, and then once they have the technology, they're gonna bring you back to life.
Nah, because then all my flaws will come back to life, dude. I want a perfect version.
Just
of
AI,
me.
Just yeah. Make it perfect.
Yeah,
and then you're all
put me
frozen.
In a robot body, all jacked up. You ever, I don't have to you worry know, about what I eat.
Once you put the steak in the freezer, it ain't never the same when you check it out.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Groceries, chocolate, everything is at an all-time high. Thinking about people coming and knocking at your door wanting free stuff, it's not the best time.
No.
There's going to be a bunch of these kids, trick or treat, ding dong, trick or treat. And you don't want to be the bah humbug of the neighborhood. But at the same time, it's a lot of money right now just buying chocolate. I didn't realize that it's up 80% or something wild like that. So I understand. So I found this economic expert, and he has the five things that you should do to save money. And I agree with one of them. Number one, buy store brands. I agree with that 100%. I don't agree with number two, mini pretzels and chips. Nobody wants that in the bag.
Bags? I get pretzels on the plane. I don't want them for Halloween.
That's what I'm saying.
You want something a little savory, you might as well get some hot Cheetos in there.
One time of the year that my grandmother would say you can eat the candy. Like, it was so good.
I love chips.
He said give out one piece of candy. Don't.
Good way to get your house egged.
Otto, you hoodlum.
I would have never done that. I don't know what that is. You're talking
Otto.
About.
No, you did, because when we got our house egged, I said, what's happening? You said karma.
I couldn't get it down either because it was on the second floor, and I was like, I just kept looking, and I was like, well, that's from all the
kids
times.
And young homies can't even egg houses anymore.
Bring
it's
cameras.
Too expensive.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah, you can't just go buy a carton of eggs anymore.
Now, we're going to throw this, or we're going to have breakfast. You have to make choices today. There's no way you can go egg people or toilet paper people's houses. No. Next piece of advice is to turn the porch light off at 8 instead of 9. And then last, it was avoid buying chocolate altogether.
We're going to pass out Smarties at the little chalk candy.
So,
like that.
Yeah, I looked up some stuff, and there was, instead of buying chocolate, they said buy the Tootsie Rolls.
I like my Tootsie Rolls. Like, I like my women a little thick. You know them big, thick ones? Have you seen those big ones?
Oh,
my God. Those are the best.
Don't give me a mini.
Yeah, I want the thick one.
All right, so we have a caller on line two. Angelina says she's going to share some ways on how she saves money so she can happily give out candy during Halloween. Angelina, go ahead.
What I do is I start saving as of summertime. I start putting away like 10, 15 bucks every 2 weeks or so. And then I try to collect $40 or $50 because, you know, candy's expensive right now.
Yes, it is.
I'm a retired senior citizen already,
right.
So I don't work anymore.
You want trick-or-treaters to come. You encourage them to come because you love seeing these kids have fun.
Just seeing those little characters come through, and I like to make them feel special. When they come to the door, I go, so who do we have here?
Oh, I know, I know. You're the person.
They just get more excited.
You're the person in my neighborhood I would always want to go knock on the door. Because you were excited to see me. Even if my costume wasn't that great, you pretended like it was, you know?
Yes. And I believe, Dana, like you, it's because I remember when I was a child and how certain people gave those certain special treats and how they made me feel. And so I do the same thing, you know, for me. Before I hang up, I want y'all to know I listen to y'all every morning before I head out to do my workout. But I love you guys. I love the three of y'all. And I love Anthony A. I saw him on the talk show one time. I think it was, and all the other comedians. And I just love him. God bless you.
The wonderful women
who raised you and who you are today, because of them, first God, and because of your upper elders. But I love the three of you. I just love the three of you.
Oh, you made my whole morning. Aren't you glad we took this call? Yeah. We got great advice, and we feel good about ourselves today.
God bless you and where he's using the three of you.
Oh, God bless you too, and we will talk to you very, very soon. You keep calling.
Have a good workout, okay?
Have a good workout. Bye.
Sure will. Bye-bye.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of the most famous women in the world recently separated, has a new man in her life, and has made it official. We'll tell you who it is after we get celebrity birthdays. Anthony A.
We have Joaquin Phoenix celebrating his birthday, Caitlyn Jenner, Julia Roberts, and Frank Ocean, along with Bill Gates as well, too.
All right, so Katy Perry separated from her longtime fiancé, Orlando Bloom. A month later, she's with Justin Trudeau. They saw, you know,
it's only been a month.
Yacht. Well, when they got together, they were seen on a yacht. They were seen out. And now they made it official. They stepped out together 100%. She's dressed up. He's dressed up. They're taking pictures. Paparazzi's everywhere. I get it. She likes the man. He likes her. After that first date, he's like, I'm going to make this woman mine.
Mm. Does him leaving the prime minister job have anything to do with her?
No, that was years ago.
Okay.
He divorced years ago. That was like a long time ago. No, I think. Now, her just now leaving her man, I think she might have been gazing his way probably long before she was officially split from Orlando Bloom.
She definitely has
a
type. They're kind of like the same.
Pretty white man.
Pretty white man, yeah.
Pretty white man.
I was going to say the word type. Olive, but you know what? Yeah. Let's get right to it. Pretty white man, yeah.
And Megan Thee Stallion does not have a type. She went from little man to a really big man. And the reason I'm mentioning Megan.
Yeah, Tory Lanez and Clay Thompson. Clay Thompson have nothing in common.
Opposites. Clay has all his hair. See, he didn't buy any of it. But I'm mentioning Megan Thee Stallion because they've been official for a minute. But when I saw her hanging out with his mama, I'm like, this is different.
That's for the world to see.
This means I love her enough that I want my mother to meet her. I'm comfortable with them being photographed together.
I mean, they're definitely spending Thanksgiving and Christmas together.
Oh, and Megan cooked for him. She was showing out her cooking skills. I don't know if Katy Perry's got cooking skills.
If you're Katy Perry, you don't need them. But
you don't need a cook. Well, if you're Megan Thee Stallion, you don't need them.
Rightfully so, but I think maybe, hopefully, Katy Perry. Not hopefully, but maybe she can cook. I don't know if she can, but regardless, neither of them women need to.
No, I mean, gosh. With the bodies they have, I don't think
they don't need a cook. All they do is eat.
I don't cook. I don't clean. I get it. But Megan Thee Stallion's newest video, my gosh, I felt so inadequate after watching that. I felt so terrible about myself.
The
Love
a Girl song is really good. The funny part to me is the cover art that she used for it. It was her and Clay walking out, leaving the game.
Yes.
And sometimes women and girlfriends just don't care about what's going on in our life.
What do you mean?
Because Clay Thompson just took an L that game.
And she don't even care.
She's like, but you know what? We look good. We
look good right now. And are you really losing if you're leaving with Megan? I don't think so.
No. Or Katy Perry.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Rumor is Kim Kardashian is feeling very good about passing the bar. You know, she took it recently. We should know very soon. Why does she even take the bar? Why does she even want to be a lawyer? We have some audio of her talking about that after celebrity birthdays, Anthony A.
We have Joaquin Phoenix celebrating his birthday, Julia Roberts, Frank Ocean, and Bill Gates.
Okay, so real quick, the release date for Diddy listed on the Bureau of Prisons, the online records, and they say May of 2028. He's getting time served,
and then
good behavior. Yeah,
he'll be out before then.
Oh, 2028 is going to be wild. That's an election year and Diddy's release. Yo. Buckle up.
Speaking of election year, I have a feeling that your boy Trump will probably be letting him out before then.
Your boy me.
They say that's just a wild rumor. Who knows? But either way, Kim Kardashian taking a bar is not a wild rumor. She herself has spoken about it recently. We should know in the next couple of weeks if she passed or not. I kept thinking to myself, why would Kim Kardashian, who is a billionaire, who is set for life, put herself through going to school and taking tests? Here's what she had to say.
I think it started off as me just feeling like I wanted to know more and me wanting to be able to help more. But then it kind of was proving something to me personally and ultimately a huge like you to everybody too that thought that I can't grow or move beyond where I was.
I get that. I can kind of get that. You know, you just want to prove everybody wrong. While at the same time, you have goals of your own, so you might as well accomplish them.
If you don't get where she's already at being a dummy. She's not a dummy. Obviously. And she's obviously got a winner's attitude.
Yeah. I mean, going to school, though, I just take them millions and chill. That's just
But her dad was a lawyer. And yeah. I'm sure there's a part of her that wants to prove that
I didn't think
she
about
could
that.
Do that.
You're
also.
Right. I understand that. Also, nobody expected that of her. When I think of that mentality, who in the world expected someone like Jay-Z to be the richest person in music? No way.
Mm.
When Jay-Z dropped Big Pimpin'. Did anyone think Jay-Z one day will be the richest person in music?
Did he have more money than the Beatles?
Than Taylor Swift. You know, I mean, I never thought that. So I understand to a certain extent why Kim Kardashian thinks the way she did, but it started my brain snowballing into Selena Gomez from Barney to billionaire.
Oh, yeah.
Who would have thought that Selena Gomez was going to parlay that?
I also had people like Ice Cube.
Yeah. Gangster rapper to doing family movies.
Disney.
Yeah.
From Friday to Disney. NWA to Disney. Also, Jessica Alba. I think
She has that skincare line, right?
It's called Honest. It's everything from diapers to skincare to makeup. It's literally everything. I used to watch Jessica Alba back in the 2000s, like early 2000s. She was always the pretty girl, the mean girl in all the movies. What's the superhero she played? Somebody text me or call me. 877-730-DCS1. Fabulous Four.
Oh, Fantastic Four.
Fantastic Four. There you go, Otto. I can't remember her character. So I'd see her there. I never thought she was going to own a multi-billion-dollar company. She's worth over $500,000.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that at all. She's low-key with that part.
Not $500,000. $500 million. My goodness. Well, to me, $500,000 is a lot of money, Otto.
I think the person who took their career and made it something that nobody ever saw coming is none other than Snoop Dogg. I think Snoop Dogg has to be the king of that. He went from, you know, Murder Was a Case That They Gave Me to now he's the
Martha Stewart
representative for us at the Olympics. Like, Snoop Dogg's career pivot
is an American icon.
Yeah, he needs to be studied.
He's the only guy that can do, like, Martha Stewart cooking show and then he and Martha can do those Bic commercials, and you know exactly what he means. And he's pulling the Bic out.
And then you'll see him pop out with Master P at the No Limit versus Cash Money versus. So he has a wide array, man.
50 Cent. When I think about 50, Get Rich or Die Trying, where you can find In the Club, 21 Questions. There's a lot of classics on there. I feel like after that, but musically, he just didn't come with much.
No, The Massacre was a big album, too. Had Candy Shop, had
Candy Shop.
He's exactly. grown so much, but at the same time, he hasn't. Because he's
such
troll.
A troll on social media.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.